implementation is everything. There's a saying attributed to Thomas Edison, the one that goes, genius is 1% inspiration and 99% perspiration. So for me, the translation in AT is it's 1% consideration and 99% implementation. And actually in saying that, I'm interpreting implementation to mean everything that comes after we've determined that AT is potentially effective. I'm lumping together consideration assessment kind of at the beginning. Of course, that 1% is really, really important too. But implementation is the real work. If the student doesn't have the operational skills that they need to use their AT, I would say they're not ready for classroom implementation. And if they've never functionally used AT to do the activity at the level expected by classroom activities, for example, using speech recognition to write a full-blown essay, not just a couple words, then I don't think they're ready for classroom implementation either. So they need to have the operational skills and the functional skills. And if they don't, we need to arrange for individualized training. There's a tipping point, though, where this type of one-to-one training or small group training can't adequately simulate a classroom expectation or the unexpected barriers of using AT in the classroom environment. So at this point, we need to embed the use of AT in the classroom and provide the support that is needed to encourage the growth of strategic skills and social skills. By strategic skills, we mean, when should I use this tool and when should I use something else? And by social skills, we mean, how do I handle using this tool in front of my peers?